Good morning. This is River Richards with your poetry moment. I will be reading In the Wake by Anne Haven McDonnell. In the Wake. This morning, the moon is a ghost bone in a pale blue sky. Our bodies huddle for warmth in cold seeps of winter. They say our whole time on earth will darken and press into a thin, flaky layer of stone. Even plastic, even bombs, even music and cell phones, old churches and skyscrapers and jets. All our bodies and with our bodies, our ideas about the world as ours, our ideas about whales and bees and redwoods and wolves, and the bodies of whales, bees, redwoods and wolves. But today, in the wake, I watch each body pass on the street. I linger in each stranger's eyes, silent, listening beneath skin. On the rim of a canyon, coyotes let loose an unhinged chorus. Lit on the tip of my tongue, I know the fires have started. I know the bodies will protect a queer spring in my step, a shimmer in my stride. My cry swells like a wave, overlies, shivers down any spine, dissolves into language of lichen and stone. I quiver all the way to gone. Then bring it back as heat, urgent, as a purr of nerves quickening, sure as the lynx who stalks silence on a ridgeline, her lush spotted coat, her paws stitching the unbroken snow. This has been River Richards reading In the Wake by Anne Haven McDonnell, which appears in the anthology Dear America, Letters of Hope, Habitat, Defiance, and Democracy, published in April of 2020 by Trinity University Press and Terrain.org.